How blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. How blessed are those who observe his testimonies, who seek him with all their heart. They also do no unrighteousness. They walk in his ways. You have ordained your precepts, that we should keep them delightly. Oh, that my ways may be established to keep your statutes. Then I shall not be ashamed when I look upon all your commandments. I shall give thanks to you with uprightness of heart. When you learn your righteousness judgments, I shall keep your statutes. Do not forsake me utterly.
How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to thy word. With all my heart I have sought thee. Do not let me wander from thy commandments. Thy word I have treasured in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips I have told of all thy ordinance, of all the ordinances of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate on thy precepts and regard thy ways. I shall delight in thy statutes. I shall not forget thy word.
Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I may behold wonderful things from your law. I am a stranger in the earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. My soul is crushed with longing after your ordinances at all times. You rebuke the arrogant, the cursed, who wander from your commandments. Take away reproach and contempt from me, for I observe your testimonies. Even though princes sit and talk against me, your servant meditates on your statutes. Your testimonies also are my delight. They are my counselors.
My soul cleaves to the dust. Revive me according to your word. I have told of my ways, and you have answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, so I will meditate on your wonders. My soul weeps because of grief. Strengthen me according to your word. Remove the false way from me and graciously grant me your law. I have chosen the faithful way. I have placed your ordinances before me. I cling to your testimonies. O Lord, do not put me to shame. I shall run the way of your commandments, for you will enlarge my heart.
Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will keep it to the end. Give me understanding, that I may keep your law and observe it with my whole heart. Lead me in the path of your commandment, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies, and not to selfish gain. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things, and give me life in its way, in your way. Confirm to your servant your promise, that you may be fair. Turn away the reproach that I dread, for your rules are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, give me life.
May thy loving kindness also come to me, O Lord, thy salvation according to thy word, so I shall have an answer for him who reproaches me. For I trust in thy word, and do not take the word of truth utterly out of my mouth. For I wait for thine ordinances. So I will keep thy law continually, forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will also speak of thy testimonies before kings, and shall not be ashamed, and I shall delight in thy commandments, which I love, and I shall lift up my hands to thy commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on thy statutes.
Remember the word to your servant in which you have made me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, that your word has revived me. The arrogant utterly deride me, yet I do not turn aside from your law. I have remembered your ordinances from of old, O Lord, and comfort myself. Burning indignation has seized me because of the wicked, who forsake your law. Your statutes are my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. O Lord, I remember your name in the night and keep your law. This has become mine, that I observe your precepts.
Hear my portion, O Lord, I will promise to obey your word. I have sought your face with all my heart. Dear to me, according to your promise, I consider my ways and I pray my steps to your steps. I will hasten not to delay to obey your commands. So the wicked blind me with ribs, I will not forget your law. At midnight I arise to give you thanks for your righteous laws. I am friend to all the fairies who also follow your precepts. The earth is filled with your your love, O Lord. Teach me your decrees.
Do good to your servant according to your word, O Lord. Teach me knowledge and good judgment, for I believe in your commands. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word. You are good, and what you do is good. Teach me your decrees. Though the arrogant have snared me with lies, I keep your precepts with all my heart. Their hearts are callous and unfeeling, but I delight in your law. It was good for me to be afflicted so that I might learn your decree. The law from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold.
Your hands made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. May those who fear you see me and be glad because I wait for your word. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are righteous and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. O, may your loving kindness cover me according to your word to your servant. May your compassion come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. May the arrogant be ashamed, for they subvert me with a lie, but I shall meditate on your precepts. May those who fear you turn to me, even those who know your testimonies. May my heart be blameless in your statutes, so that I will not be ashamed.
I am worn out waiting for your rescue, but I have put my hope in your word. My eyes are straining to see your promises come true. When will you comfort me? I am shriveled like a wineskin in the smoke, but I have not forgotten to obey your decrees. How long must I wait? When will you punish those who persecute me? These arrogant people who hate your instructions have dug deep pits to trap me. All your commands are trustworthy. Protect me from those who hunt me down without cause. They almost finished me off, but I refuse to abandon your commandments. In your unfailing love, spare my life. Then I can continue to obey your laws.
Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness continues throughout all generations. You establish the earth, and it stands. They stand this day according to your ordinances. For all things are your servants. If your law had not been my delight, then I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have revived me. I am yours. Save me. For I have sought in your precepts. The wicked wait for me to destroy me. I shall diligently consider your testimonies. I have seen the limit of all perfection. Your commandment is exceedingly broad.
Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep your precepts. I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep your word. I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn and I will confirm it, that I will keep your righteous ordinances. I am exceedingly afflicted. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. O, accept the free will offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your ordinances. My life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not gone astray from your precepts. I have inherited your testimonies forever, for they are the joy of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever, even to the end.
I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to your word, that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Hold me up, and I shall be saved, and I shall observe your status continually. You reject all those who stray from your statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. You put away all the wicked of the earth like rubble. Therefore, I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgment.
I have done justice and righteousness. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Be surety for your servant for good. Do not let the proud oppress me. My eyes fail from seeking your salvation and your righteous word. Deal with your servant according to your mercy, and teach me to you. And teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. It is time for you to act, O Lord, for they have regarded your law as right. Therefore, I love your commandments more than gold, yes, than fine gold. Therefore, all your precepts concerning all things I consider to be right. I hate every false word.
Your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them. The entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I open my mouth and panted, for I long for your commandments. Look upon me and be merciful to me, as your custom is toward those who love your name. Direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. Redeem me from the oppression of man, that I may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. Rivers of water run down from my eyes, because men do not keep your law.
Righteous are you, O Lord. Upright are your judgments. Your testimonies, which you have commanded, are righteous and are very faithful. My zeal has consumed me, because my enemies have forgotten your words. Your word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. Trouble and anguish have you forsaken me. But yet your commandments are my delight, and your righteousness of your testimonies is everlasting. Give me your understanding, and I shall live.
I cry out with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. I cry out to you, save me, and I will keep your testimonies. I rise before the dawning of morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes are awake through the night watches, that I may meditate on your word. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness, O Lord. Receive me according to your justice. They draw near who follow after wickedness. They are far from your law. You are near, O Lord, and you and your commandments are true. Concerning your testimonies, I have known of old that you have founded them forever. Consider my afflictions and deliver me. I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Great are your tender mercies, O Lord. Receive me according to your judgments. Many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet I do not turn from your testimony. I see the
treachery
and injustice, because they do not keep your word. Consider how I love your precepts. revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness.
The entirety
of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever.
Okay, I'll go ahead and read the rest. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word, as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation, and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteous. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. There's a lot in that chapter. There's a lot of words, and there's a lot of things that are practical for our lives. I'm going to go ahead and read verses 1 through 8 again. It says, "Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes! Then shall I not be ashamed, when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart, when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes, O forsake me not utterly." Well, this psalm was actually written for the Hebrew children would read this psalm, and the letter at the beginning of each section, each verse started with that letter. And the Hebrew children would learn the Hebrew alphabet by memorizing this entire chapter. And that was how they would, that's how they would learn their alphabet. And I think we would do well to memorize the whole thing also. But right now I'm just going to be talking about the first 8 verses. And blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. The word undefiled here is without blemish, complete, full, perfect, sound, without spot, upright, and whole. And so this is those who walk in his way, in the law of the Lord, are going to be whole and completely unblemished, without any spot or wrinkle or anything. And how many know what walk means? We've been talking about that.
You mean like to live in?
Right, it's a way of life. So when he's saying who walk in the law of the Lord, he's not just saying to physically walk around in the law, he's saying to actually live the law. And of course we know what is the law of the Lord. It's the scripture. And the law in this verse talks about it is the word Torah, a precept or statute, especially the Decalogue or the Pentateuch, which is the first five books of the Bible. And okay, on to the next verse. It says, "Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart." This verse has really spoke to me. I know that I have not in the past kept his testimonies and have not sought him with my whole heart, sought him with part of my heart. But we need to seek him with our whole hearts. And in this, where it says keep, it is to guard, to protect, to maintain, and to obey. So the author here is telling us that we need to obey his testimonies. And something interesting I found out was where it says seek in this verse. It is to seek or ask, or specifically in this case, to worship. So this is not only saying to look for him, but we need to worship him with our whole heart as we are keeping his testimonies. The next verse says, "They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways." And so those who worship Christ with their whole heart and keep his testimonies will do no iniquity. Yes?
Can you define for me what is testimonies?
Testimonies. I think I actually have that somewhere here.
Just simply the general meaning as you define it.
The testimonies is his basically commandments or his...
the account of Scripture.
Right. What he has said. A testimony is basically what somebody has said. As somebody testifies in court, that's their testimony. What Christ's testimonies are what he has said. So when it says to keep his testimonies, it is to keep what Christ, what is said in the scripture. And iniquity is evil or sin. So this is an admonition to all of us that if we keep his way, his testimonies, and we seek him with our whole heart, then that is how we keep from sin. And I have so much stuff in here. I am getting so confused as to which stuff I'm going to actually use. I have like 15 pages and I won't read it all. But, okay. Let's go ahead and go to the next verse. It says, "Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently." And this is the word precept here is commandment or statute. And diligently is properly, wholly, speedily, etc. So we need to keep his precepts diligently. In this case, if any of you ever heard the term delayed obedience is no obedience, well, in this diligently, it includes completely and speedily. So we need to obey his commandments as soon as he commands us. Yes?
Not to take you backwards or anything, but just these first three verses, I find extremely challenging. We often speak of or say how we want to be blessed by the Lord. We want his blessings in our lives, and we know that if we do not have the blessing of the Lord in being sovereign over all things, that we have nothing except being left to our own depravity of heart. And so this is kind of challenging me. So how blessed are, it says that several times, all these verses kind of refer back to the ones that are blessed, this is their properties. And so then you think of, okay, how blessed are those whose way is blameless. Okay, well, my way is not exactly blameless. Walk in the law of the Lord. Well, try usually. To observe his testimonies and seek him with all their heart. And you alluded a little to, in the past I kind of sought him with part of my heart. Or I was just wondering if you can kind of expand a little on the idea of what it really means to seek him with all your heart. Mm-hmm. What that entails.
I'm not understanding the question. I'm sorry.
Well, as I mentioned, you said earlier that, where it says here to seek him with all your heart, and how in the past, you said you always sought him with all your heart, sometimes just, part mm-hmm. of your heart, sort
right.
of just part of you is into it.
Right.
And this is saying you're blessed if you seek him with all your heart.
Right.
Now, just if you can kind of give us an idea of what that means to seek him with all your heart.
Yeah.
I mean, how consuming that is, how far that goes.
Well, yeah, it's to seek him with our whole heart is to seek him in our daily lives, in our friendships, in our work, in our school, in our hobbies. Everything we do needs to be to the glory of God. And if there's anything we're doing that is not to glorify God, that is not where God is not in it, then we shouldn't be doing it. It should be crossed off, and we should seek the Lord in all of our decisions in our everyday life. And
so more than just having the Lord in mind in everything we do, actually seeking his desires, I guess, in everything we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Making sure that he is... Making sure to ask, Lord, do you want me to do this? I mean, even if it's a small thing, mm-hmm. we need to make sure that the Lord is that's what the Lord wants us to do. That's right. It's good. Like I said, I'm sorry. I actually have a whole bunch of notes, but I have a hard time putting them all together. And it was kind of a last minute deal getting them all printed and everything too. So thank you.
Okay. The scripture's good. You're delivering it.
Okay. Let's go on to verse 5 now. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. In this case, looking back at the last four verses, kind of as Brian was saying, all these things that he's saying, blessed are the undefiled in the way, blessed are them that keep his testimonies, that seek him with the whole heart, they don't do any wicked, and keep his precepts diligently. And here the writer is saying, oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. That should be the cry of all of our hearts, that you know, this is, you know, the first four verses were things that we are to do, and the fifth verse should be our attitude. Our attitude should be, oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Oh, Lord, that I would be doing this. It shouldn't be something that I just read and go, oh, that's nice. It should be something that I'm constantly crying out, oh, Lord, please help me to do this. You know, help me to apply your word to my life and help me to keep your statutes, because that's the only way to glorify God is to keep his statutes. And so we need to have a heart that cries out that we would keep his statutes. This is it's a very passionate statement, and that's how we should live. And the word statutes here is an enactment, an appointment, a custom, a decree, a law, an ordinance, or a task. So this could be a law. This could be in anything from a major law to just a little thing that God tells us to do. We need to be listening, and we need to be so in tune with the Spirit that he can tell us little tasks, little things that he wants us to do, and we should be able to do that. We should be able to know that he's telling us, and we need to keep his statutes when he tells us.
And how are we going to know that?
Only if we're in the Word. And then the next verse goes on to say what will happen if we keep his statutes. It says, then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. We need to not be ashamed. We need to, for us to keep, if we keep his statutes, then we won't be ashamed. We need to be ready to give an answer to anyone who asks us, and so then we will not be ashamed. And the word here, there's quite a large description, but it's to be confounded or disappointed. If we keep his commandments, then we won't be disappointed. He will fulfill all that he has planned for us. And my throat's getting dry. The next verse says, I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. Isn't that a great verse? I love that verse, because normally when we think of judgments, a lot of times we think of a judgment as a bad thing. But in this verse it says, I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I have learned thy righteous judgments. It's a source of thanksgiving. It's a praise. I praise you when I find out what your judgments are, when I hear about your righteous judgments. And the praise here is to... Thank you. When it says praise here, it is to revere or worship intensively, to confess, to praise, to shout, or make thanksgiving. And, you know, I think that should be, for us, that should be a very, you know, we should look at that and think of ourselves. We should be praising, we should be shouting, we should be very thankful for God's righteous judgments. And then the last verse says, I will keep thy statutes, O forsake me not utterly. And, you know, I look at this verse as basically the closing of this section. You know, it's talking about what we're to do the cry out there in the verse 5, talking about praising him for his judgments, keeping his statutes, and then at the end it says, in verse 8 it says, I will keep thy statutes. Mm-hmm. Oh, forsake me not utterly. And I want to make that our challenge for the next week, month, year, the rest of our life, that we will keep his statutes, that we will keep his righteous judgments, and he will not forsake us utterly. Okay, are there any questions or comments? Yes?
I was just thinking, kind of like in the first half, where it's, you know, if you have these properties in your life, if your way is blameless, you walk in the law of the Lord, you observe his testimony, seek him by your heart, you do no unrighteousness, walk in his ways, keep his precepts diligently, that we are the blessed of God. If those properties are in our lives, and that's like you said in verse 5, that oh, that my ways would be like that, that they'd be established to keep your statutes, so that I can be that person, that I can be that man. In this last part here, where it says, verse 7 of you, it really is a powerful one. I shall give thanks to thee with uprightness of heart when I learn of thy righteous judgments. And that sounds to me like, until I learn of his righteous judgments, it's virtually impossible for me to praise him, give thanks to him with uprightness and heart, because I would be doing it with a lack of knowledge of who and why I'm praising. And along the very same lines in verse 8, I shall keep thy statutes. I can't keep what I haven't learned. So just like exactly. You said earlier, that the need to be in the Word, the need to be studying and learning, as Jessica's having us do, memorizing Scripture, is all the more important. Because if we don't understand the nature of who God is, if we don't understand his law, if we don't understand and know his statutes, how is it that we're supposed to keep them and walk in them?
Amen. Definitely, we need to be in the Word and constantly. John, you had something to say?
I was kind of going to ask, verse 7 says, I will praise you with uprightness of heart. Can you give a brief explanation of that? What uprightness of heart?
I think I have that one too. Uprightness is, the word is yosher, the right, equity, upright. So basically the rightness, it's the good thing, with could be translated goodness of heart.
So like would praise you with good intent, kind of, would be another way to put it?
With a pure heart.
Yeah, lean more towards the side of purity. Yeah. Kind of like I was talking about, where if you don't understand, if you don't learn of his righteous judgments, what are you praising? How are you praising? How are you giving thanks? Is it really accurate? Is it on? Is it being well received by God? And in a way, it almost makes me think a little about worship music that's more about the band and the hot sound and the production. You know, is that glorifying to the Lord or is that glorifying to the band? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's praising him probably not in uprightness of heart. But when you learn of God and his statutes and you're seeking him, you're seeking to know him, then all that you do is going to be out of a pure heart and uprightness of heart.
I understand.
You know that verse 7 reminds me of several verses of Nehemiah that is present in pretty much all the Bible. That's basically when you seek God, you come close to God, you see His grace, you see Him, His attributes, and then it changes you and you start to act the same way, you start to conform to His attributes. And in fact, in the lab where I was working in Pullman, that's just a bunch of mean people. I mean, none of them is normal. They are all having trouble. None of them is behaving in a normal way. Everyone is fighting for his own, trying to set his own day, you know. And it's an awful atmosphere. It's a nightmare to work over there. And it's really that idea in my mind. If they can receive a light, they can receive the love of God. And if they receive, I mean, really see it, and they receive that in their heart, they'll just realize immediately that this is so much better. You need to make an effort. You mean try to be nicer with the people, but you receive so much in action for that. And in my mind, this is really that idea. If you don't know God, if you don't know His righteousness, it doesn't make sense for you. But the moment you know it, you want it because you see how good this is. And this is why we need to seek God, because if we come closer to God, we're going to know Him better. And then naturally, we want that to happen in our lives.
Amen. Right.
Yes. I just wanted to say the three things that I got out of what you said, and from this first stanza is just that there's this idea that we should know God's law in order to keep it, because we are to keep it, but we can't keep it without knowing it. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing is that there's all these laws, and it's like, oh, I have to keep them, I have to do it diligently. But we have to keep in mind that we utterly depend on God in order to keep them, because on our own striving and our own work, we're not going to be able to keep His law. It's perfect and holy and right, and there's no way that we can do it without depending completely on Him. And I think it really highlights that in a few of the things that it says, like, do not forsake me utterly, and oh, that my ways may be established. It just shows that utter dependence on God, of crying out to Him in order to be able to keep the law. And then the third thing is just that, like, naturally, by trying to observe His law and by depending on Him to obey His word, we praise Him. It's just naturally that comes from that, because our minds are saturated in His word, and that's what comes forth from doing that.
So. Amen. Well, if nobody has any other comments, go ahead and close in prayer. Oh, Father, I thank You for this day. Father, I thank You for the Scripture that You've given us. Thank You for the fact that we are able to read it readily, and it's available anywhere. Lord, I pray that You would help us to take the Scripture to heart, and to that we would apply it. Oh, Father, that we would keep Your statutes and obey Your precepts diligently. Father, I pray that You would help us to keep them, because we know we cannot do it without You. Lord, I pray that You would help each one of us as we leave tonight to meditate on Your word and on Your what You have commanded us. Lord, I pray that You would just help us to conform to Your image. And Lord, that You would be glorified tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.